I have a treat today. David has a word from the Lord, and he's going to bring it.
This morning, the Lord said, go to this particular verse, and he just kind of showed me some things. And so I never volunteered to speak at noon service, but I knew the Lord had given me a word, so I think it's for somebody. It's for me, and if it blesses you, then awesome. But so the Lord told me to go to this, John chapter 2, verse 7. So I'll read that first. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And so now let me read the greater context there. So on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour is not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some water out now and take it to the head waiter. And they took it to him. And when the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, every man serves good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, he then serves the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now. Okay, there is so much in this passage. I mean, Bishop, other theologians could just like blow your mind with this passage, but what the Holy Spirit highlighted to me was verse 7, which I'll read one more time. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. So he filled them to the, so they filled them to the brim. So it's interesting to me that Jesus involves us in miracles that he wants to do. He could have just snapped his finger, made pots appear, made them full of wine, but he involves our faith and our obedience. And so two things really stuck out to me about this. One was that when Jesus told the servants to fill the water pots, they didn't just fill them halfway. You know, they filled them to the brim. That's something that stuck out to me, meaning they extravagantly, to the fullest, obeyed what the Lord said. It'd kind of be like if the Lord told me, hey, David, I want you to jump, and I just kind of like do a little, but or I just like all my energy just jump. As you know, that's kind of what they did. They obeyed. They filled it to the brim. Interestingly, I've heard of some saints in Indonesia. There is a revival in Indonesia. I think back in the 70s, there is this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Indonesia is primarily a Muslim country, but there is an outpouring of the Spirit. And some Christians there, they prayed, the way they got communion, this happened to them about 60 times, was they had water and they prayed until the Lord turned it into wine in Indonesia. And so very amazing. So the first thing to me was like obedience. Obedience and faith are really tied together. So when the Lord, and the second thing is the Lord will sometimes ask us to do things we don't understand. Like fill this with water. It's like they had no grid for understanding, hey, this is about to become wine. You know, this is not an Old Testament miracle that they were thinking would be repeated. This is like, okay, the Lord told us to fill it with water. I mean, this is for purification. We don't know if the water became wine before they took it to the guy or after. They really don't know. They just fill it with water to the brim. And this, you know, to the extent of their obedience was the extent of the wine that was produced. And so I hope that's a blessing. It's not a long word, but, you know, when the Lord asks us to do things we don't understand, and this is me, David, let's just try to do it all out for him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, those guys expected something when they filled it to the brim. Obedience, do it and expect something. So when you come to this altar rail to receive blood of Christ, expect something, because he's here to meet us.